ABC Radio Australia.
The Battle of Kokoda is among the most celebrated Australian victories of the Second World War, when Australian soldiers helped by Papua New Guinean villagers repelled the Japanese advance on Port Moresby along a rugged mountain trail. Now, as we've already heard, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is among the scores of trekkers heading to the northern end of the track for the Anzac Day dawn service. But in the background, there are concerns about the state of the track, that it has declined in recent years, and now, as you're about to hear, there's a push to bring it under new management.
Many a lad will see their mothers and husbands, their wee ones and wives, just because the Fuzzy Wuzzies carried them out and saved their lives.
For three decades, Charlie Lynn has led trekkers across the rugged 96-kilometre Kokoda Trail. But after his 101st trip last year, he decided enough was enough.
It's in the worst condition it's ever been in the 32 years I've trekked across it. Now, there are areas along the Brown River that are potential death traps. You'd hardly call it a track. It's about 10 metres above the river. Anybody's travelling that at night, a misstep or something, they go in with their pack on, you will never find them again.
The son of a World War II veteran, Lynn led one of the first Australian tourist groups across the famous track on the 50th anniversary of the battle in 1992. Since then, it's become a popular tourist experience and an important source of income for local villages, bringing in $20 million Australian dollars annually to PNG's economy. But over the years, Mr. Lynn says management of the trail has declined, and the tourism experience has suffered because of it.
There's not one decent toilet across the trail for them. I can't book a campsite. So what you have, you'll have two or three groups. You know, we're probably up to 50, 60 people arriving at a campsite that's got a capacity for, say, 20, 25, and they'll be having heated arguments on who's staying there that night.
Mr. Lynn says tourist numbers have dropped close to 50% since 2008, a figure that's backed up by a 2022 study by the University of the South Pacific. But other trekking operators aren't as critical. Mick O'Malley has been a guide for 18 years. He says the track's administrative body, the Kokoda Track Authority, is doing the best with what it's got.
We're bloody head and shoulders above where we used to be when I first started trekking. I agree with Charlie in regards to, you know, that it'd be great to have amazing toilets and all that sort of stuff. But by the same token, when you go camping in Australia and you go to a campground, the government don't run the campground. It's all private enterprise. It's not the government's responsibility to make sure the toilets and guest houses are clean and up to standard.
Regardless, a push is now underway to place the Kokoda Track Authority under a new government agency and improve its capabilities.
When the Kokoda Track Authority was established under the Special Purpose Authority with the Department of Provincial and Local Level Government, it was essentially parked in the wrong place. It should have been parked with PNG Tourism Promotion Authority because Kokoda Trail trekking is a tourism asset.
That's Andy Abel, the Deputy Chairman of the PNG Tourism Promotion Authority.
It's like parking a semi-trailer in a sedan car park. So when I started to realise the gravity of the situation and how the Tourism Authority was spending millions of kina promoting Kokoda Trail in Australia, but we had no control over it because it was parked in the wrong department, I made it my business to then try and to correct this.
Andy is spearheading a push to shift the management rights of the Kokoda Track Authority from the Department of Local Level Government to the PNG Tourism Promotion Authority. And he expects it to be approved within 3 months.
I've met with the Minister for Department of Provincial Local Level Government. I've met with the Minister for Tourism. I've met with the Prime Minister. So it's now just a matter of time, not when, for the National Executive Council submission to go before Cabinet, and the transfer should take place.
In the meantime, he has teamed up with Port Moresby Governor Pauz Parkop. Together, they have signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Canada Bay Council in Sydney and the Australian not-for-profit Network Kokoda. Governor Parkop says the group hopes to fund improvements to the trail and install various other wartime attractions around Port Moresby.
The plan is to develop these sites all the way from Paga Hill in Port Moresby all the way to Buna and Sananada and those villages down at the coast of Oro Province. So it becomes a full war memorial site. And the plan on the part of our city and Tourist Promotion Authority is to encourage and promote tourism in the area of war pilgrimage.
That's not all. He wants to extend the tourism market beyond Australia?
I think the potential for us to like get more numbers here, more than Gallipoli, is there. But, you know, we as a country and as government too, has not really developed and harnessed this potential to create the environment or to create the facilities by which more Australians can come. And, of course, the bigger with the Japanese and the USA. The Japanese want to invite them to come too so they can tell their story, you know, their version of things. They also come and pay respect to their lost loved ones.
Mr. Lin says only a small percentage of people are physically able to trek the Kokoda Trail. So by creating more wartime attractions, PNG could expand its tourism demographic by tenfold.
There's an older cohort who are fascinated, again, by the military history and also the cultural history of Papua New Guinea, our closest neighbour, who would love to go there. But they've got to be able to see something. They've got to be able to interpret something. Historical marker points, you know, where a small tourism bus can pull in so that people understand the significance of the site. Then, but the big draw card is Owens Corner. People stepped off to go to war, and many of them didn't come back. I believe it should be developed as a visitor centre, which has a, you know, a library and a coffee shop, all those sort of things.